There were six more arrests at the weekend of people protesting against a $30 billion gas hub at James Price Point. Four protesters had locked themselves to equipment and a 44-gallon drum. Specialist police had to be flown from Perth to cut them off. One woman, 52-year-old Marion Lester, spent 37 and a half hours locked underneath a bulldozer, which was being transported to the controversial site on a truck. She'll face court today. Another protester who tried to give her assistance was issued a move-on notice. Amanda Walsh says she wanted to use her skills as a registered nurse to help Ms. Lester, but was prevented from doing so.
We weren't allowed anywhere near the drill rig or the truck. We weren't allowed to enter it anymore. We weren't allowed to lean up against it or basically we weren't allowed to support Marion.
Okay, and what was your response to that?
Well, we identified one person that would be her kind of carer, and that was me because I was the registered nurse. And so it was my job to speak with Marion, and I was allowed to go closer to the drill rig and the truck to speak with her, but I still wasn't allowed to. The position that Marion was in with her arms above her head and her back, to it's difficult to describe it if it's radio so you won't see the photos, but her back was to me, so I could see the back of her head with her arms above her head.
Mm-hmm.
So it was difficult. I couldn't reach in and reach around and give her water or feed her or anything like that because I just didn't have the arm stretch or the visual ability to see where her mouth was. And the inspector, when he came on, very roughly threw a bottle of water through a hole in the drill rig, and that was his idea of rehydrating Marion. Now, both of her hands were locked on above her head, so she couldn't have opened the water bottle or brought it to her mouth. And I questioned the inspector about this, and his answer was something to the effect of, that's her problem. We made a bit of a fuss about that. There was a few people standing around at the time, and then he ordered one of his sergeants to actually climb inside the drill rig and assist Marion with hydration and food, which was done. But there came a point, it was probably about 14:30, so he'd been there for about half an hour, when Marion's arm started to ache. And, of course, my concern because of her arms being elevated was that she would lose blood supply to them. So I was checking her circulation regularly and just talking to her. But she'd been locked on for 12 hours at this stage. It would have been over 30 degrees. The truck was in the sun, and the truck driver kept the engine running, so there was fumes that were running back into the drill rig. We also spoke to the police about getting the truck driver to turn the car off, and that was refused. So it came to a point where her arms became quite contracted, I suppose, and she was getting cramps in her arms. And I asked the inspector if I could massage her arms because that would increase circulation and alleviate the pain for her. And I was refused the ability to do that. It was extremely distressing for me to see a woman who was so courageous. She was putting her body on the line to stand up for what she believed in.
That's Amanda Walsh, a protester who was trying to help another protester who was locked onto a bulldozer on the Minari Road to James Price Point at the weekend. She was speaking there to Aaron Park. District Superintendent for Kimberley Police Mick Sutherland spoke to me earlier this morning about that incident.
And that area was declared a workplace, and as such, for her safety, she wasn't allowed into that area.
So it was for safety reasons that police didn't want to see anyone go to Marion Lester and give her any assistance while she was attached to that bulldozer?
That's correct. And we got St. John's to come out and assess that person. The thing is, Vanessa, is these people all could have undid themselves as she did at the end of the day.
She was cut off, though, wasn't she?
No, she unlocked herself.
After 37 and a half hours.
Well, I'm not sure, but yeah. The bottom line is these people put themselves there. They put themselves at risk, and it does concern me. And it concerns me that we had to call St. John Ambulance out from Broome when these people are mostly volunteers who could be attending to something maybe not life-threatening when there could be a life-threatening incident happening elsewhere, whether that specialist service is required. Very concerning for me.
When was St John Ambulance called in the whole time frame, Mick Sutherland?
I'm not going to go through because I've got it on my running sheet. I could find that out if someone wanted, if anyone wishes to complain. Obviously, I'd listen to their complaints of the day. I don't think it needs to be broadcast across the air of different things that are happening out there.
Was the ambulance called, though, after she had been extracted? So before. Okay, so.
And before the alleged person saying, as she alleged, that was given a move-on notice. So the ambulance, the medical staff had assessed the person and supplied us with confidential information on her well-being.
Okay, so you're saying that the ambulance was there looking at the protester who was locked on. They assessed her, and then after that, the registered nurse tried to assist, and then she was given a move-on notice.
Yeah, you have to remember the assisting. People had been, police officers had been going in there, supplying water and food to this person and offering their assistance. And like I said, it was for the safety of other people. Now, we're not sure if people are nurses. Anyone could come along and say what they are. However, they're putting themselves at risk, or they could be putting the person at risk underneath there.
So what assistance did police provide to those people who were locked on for many hours?
Water, shade and food.
Did they actually give them, undo a water bottle and tip it into their lips?
Yes, they certainly did. Let's go right back. It's not acceptable that they put themselves in the position.
Mm-hmm.
And they could undo themselves. They made a choice to do that. And as I've said, they're showing no respect to other people in the community. They're doing a very, very selfish act. I respect the right of these people to protest peacefully and lawfully. But everyone else has got a right to go around and carry out their lawful duties. And that means Woodside.
How many people ended up being issued with move-on notices or being arrested at the weekend, Mick Sutherland?
There were 6 arrests, 9 move-on notices and 14 traffic infringements issued.
That's quite a lot of activity for your officers. Is this ongoing protest action drawing police resources away from Broome?
It is. However, I do have assistance from other areas and this will continue.
So you've had to continually call upon other areas to provide extra staff.
That's true.
So that is a big drain on police resources for the state.
But like I keep saying, we get called out there. We don't attend unless there's a complaint. And as we speak, we're called out there again this morning. And like I keep going over and over and over again, hop off the road. Get off the road and respect the right of other people to go about their lawful business.
Do you think it's going to end any time soon?
Oh, that's fine. We're here. We are really, and I heard someone saying this morning how the police have been used. Well, it's not fair on us. We always will and remain impartial, but we've got a duty bound by office to make sure that people can go around their lawful work and recreation. And I was very, very selfish on Friday when I heard that people who wished to go around their recreation couldn't, and also tourists couldn't go to enjoy what other people can enjoy. And if that's what these people would like to set, I don't think it's doing their cause much good at all.
How much longer do you think this is going to go on?
I'm not sure. However, maybe some of these people who are in private enterprise losing funds or losing money may look to, and I'd support them to look at avenues to civilly sue these people individually.
Really? Could you see extra police resources coming on to try and clear the way permanently?
If the needs be, we'll attend. Like I said, we attend on a complaint, as normally for all the rest of the public.
That's the Police District Superintendent Mick Sutherland about the protest action at the weekend.